Hey guys, it's time for the Future Tech Podcast, and this is your host, Chris Fernando. In this podcast series, we cover all the latest and the greatest in the world of tech, including artificial intelligence, machine learning, digital transformation, cybersecurity, big data, and lots more. In today's episode, I'm joined by Wael Jaber, the Vice President of Technology and Services at Cyberknight. We speak about the UTI concept from Cyberknight, what companies can do to make threat intelligence more effective, the role of automation in threat intelligence, and lots more. So Wael, thanks for joining us on the Future Tech Podcast. Let's start with a brief on what the UTI concept is all about.
Well, thank you, Chris, for the quick and nice introduction. It's really a pleasure of mine to be your guest here in this podcast. Back to a question related to the UTI story from Cyberknight. The whole idea came after we have observed many of the customers in the region who are looking into or planning to build a cyber threat intelligence program. In many cases, we have seen that they are building the threat intelligence program based on random selection of threat intelligence feeds, whether it is open source feed or commercial based feeds. So we have seen a lot of confusion. Many customers really don't know in many cases what type of an intelligence feed they should be acquiring and which threat vector does it cover. So in order to make it in a more structured and simplified way, based on our expertise in this domain and based on industry best practices, we have came out with this concept, which we call the Unified Threat Intelligence story or offering from Cyberknight. And the whole idea behind it is to make it an offering that is basically catalog based. Any customer who is looking to fulfill any of the threat intelligence requirement by adopting this UTI concept from Cyberknight, the customer will be pretty much covered across the whole cyber threat intelligence spectrum. So if I want to describe the solution, it starts with Eclectic IQ as the foundation of this story, being the threat intelligence platform that can ingest multiple types of feeds. It helps in the normalization and fusion of those feeds, in addition to other automation capabilities that it can provide to any threat intelligence analyst to effectively be able to do his threat intelligence investigations and be able to create quality intelligence. The second component of this story is Risk IQ. Risk IQ helps in providing the intelligence that comes from the surface and open web. They have patented technology that can crawl the web on an internet scale and can provide an extensive type of intelligence across the surface and open web. The second vendor is Flashpoint. Flashpoint are the leaders when it comes primarily to the deep and dark web intelligence. They focus on many threat intelligence use cases, whether it is cyber threat intelligence type of feeds or non-cyber intelligence related, whether it is related to physical intelligence security, whether it is related to fraud or money laundering or any other use cases that can provide the strategical and operational types of intelligence. There is also CrowdStrike as one of the leaders in the adversary intelligence domain. CrowdStrike can help in providing the feeds that can really help customers understand the threat actors and their modus operandi and what kind of techniques, tools, and procedures they do, and be able to attribute most of the incidents they see to those threat actors. And the last one is Ativo. Ativo Networks really helps in providing the missing piece of this story, which is related to the localized customer-centric types of intelligence. Using the deception platform from Ativo, many customers can really learn what is happening within their networks and based on that extract this type of internal intelligence and feed it into the tip so that customers can correlate and cross-enrich the intelligence between the externally collected feeds along with the internally generated or extracted feeds and intelligence, and based on that can develop a better understanding and be able to decide and take intelligence-driven decisions when it comes to taking decisions on a strategic level or an operational level or on a technical level. So that's in a nutshell the UTI story from CyberKnight, and I hope that this will provide the right approach to many of the customers as they are building their threat intelligence programs and practices.
So what can companies do to make threat intelligence more effective and actionable, according to you?
When we talk about cyber threat intelligence in general and how effective and actionable it might be, you know, in the first place, we need to really define what is effective threat intelligence. So when we say there is an effective threat intelligence, this means that in the first place, we need to clearly understand the business risks of an organization and what kind of a risk this organization is exposed to and how this collected intelligence will help in reducing the uncertainty that the organization might face as they are dealing with such a risk. Okay, so cyber threat intelligence, especially if organizations are looking into building an effective cyber threat intelligence program, they should be thoughtfully considering how they should be selecting the threat intelligence feed, and then definitely how they should be collecting it and processing it. And the most important aspect is how to produce effective intelligence, because having effective intelligence of equality, this will definitely aid and help an organization to benefit from this kind of an intelligence to make the right decisions, whether it is on strategic level, operational level, or technical or tactical level. Okay, so actionable and effective threat intelligence, as I said, should be relevant to the organization. It should be aligned with the corporate business requirements and the strategy of the stakeholders. And the most important thing is basically to be aligned with the threat profile of the organization. So when we talk about the threat profile, it revolves around knowing the threat landscape that the organization is encountering. For example, also the potential threat actors that are after the organization, and what are they in terms of campaigns that might be targeting the organization. So to wrap it up, once the CTI strategy of the corporate is defined and set in place, then the company's threat profile can be defined based on the strategy. And the last part, which is actually where many of the customers are focusing on instead of focusing on the latter two ones, is basically the selection and collection of intelligence feeds. Okay, but this should come at the later stages of the CTI program. So once this is done, okay, definitely we can ensure that the consumption and production of the intelligence feed are more actionable and more efficient to the business requirements and corporate strategy.
So what sort of role does automation play in threat intelligence?
Yeah, so automation is definitely a very crucial part of any threat intelligence practice, especially in the modern threat landscape that we are facing, with the sheer amount of incidents that the SOC analysts or the threat intelligence analysts are facing on a daily basis. It is at the moment really quite impossible to not having any kind of an automation to help in minimizing the false alerts and to really make sure that the analyst is not missing out on anything important. Okay, so automation could definitely benefit and help the threat intelligence analyst to focus on specific threats and help in reducing the time spent during their investigations, as they are investigating certain incident, as they are collecting the right context of incident, help doing some sort of a triaging of a certain incident, investigating and adding context and cross-correlating all of those intelligence pieces collected. All of those kind of processes could be somehow automated. However, still the human plays a huge factor in that. We cannot solely depend on the automation algorithm to do all the job for us, because in the end, the hackers, they are aware that the security defenders are using automation and AI in their security capabilities. So always the algorithm has a bias. And this bias could be definitely manipulated by any hacker. So if there is no human assessing and monitoring how this algorithm is working and make sure that it is stored in the right way to be able to extract and process the right intelligence in the right manner, then depending solely on automation, we might fall into the risk of really having or getting this kind of automation algorithm skewed or manipulated by a hacker. So that's why it is very crucial to have automation, but it's not only automation on its own. It's definitely the human that is driving this automation. So the combo of the human analyst driving and teaching this automation algorithm is the right approach as we consider automation in our threat intelligence program.
How do you think has incident response evolved with threat intelligence these days?
Yeah, so I'm not quite sure if I've got your question right. So when you say incident response, I'm probably assuming that you refer to the detection and response capabilities. And definitely there is some sort of an evolution happening, and there is a direct correlation between the detection and response and the threat intelligence. If we look into how the detection and response has evolved during the past decade. Initially, the SOC security operations centers, they used to solely depend on the prevention capabilities initially, where we had the security stack, where it is basically leveraging on its engines to detect the threats and block. But then as the threats has evolved in nature and they started really dynamically changing on a frequent basis, it was really hard for many customers to really depend on the prevention capabilities alone, because in the end, some of the 0 days will evade those protection engines, and there should be another mechanism to, at least in case we were not able to block or prevent, at least we should be able to collect the context and the intelligence around that incident and be able to at least be able to detect that there is something that is malicious, that we can basically triage and investigate and respond to accordingly, right? But also that was basically in the later stage where the EDR kind of solutions came in that also have started adopting the AI and machine learning capabilities to detect any malicious behavior or suspicious behavior, and based on that to take the required action and respond accordingly. But this was in the case where we know for example, how a threat would look like based on our models. But now also there are also in some cases where even we have to deal with the unknown unknown. So that's actually a new pattern that we were not aware of. There is no model that can understand its pattern and basically predict on if it is basically a malicious thing or not. So that's why the threat intelligence here plays a big role, because using the threat intelligence can help us collect all the context around certain incident, and by collecting the intelligence and correlating and analyzing and triaging all of those, we could basically be able to predict the unknown unknown as well. So now if you look into how a high maturity SOC model would work, you would definitely have a CTI practice along with the SOC, along with the incident response, as compared to the previous ones, which were solely depending on the SOC as a practice and the incident response as a standalone practice. Now, definitely the threat intelligence-led kind of an incident response is the new norm, and it's going to be starting to really get more traction and adoption in the market.
What sort of advice can you give to CISOs who don't feel that an investment in effective threat intelligence is necessary?
Yeah, before jumping into that question, I'd like to set the stage and probably give some highlights around the current threat landscape. So we have been observing in the recent, let's say, a couple of 5 to 6 years, we haven't seen an increase in the number of breaches in general. However, we have definitely seen an increase in the complexity of the cyber threats, in addition also to the cost of breach. And if we look into that, we can also observe that there is this scourge and an immense increase in the cyber espionage and cyber warfare. I'm not sure if there's a direct correlation here between the types of attacks that are being conducted with the complexity and the increase in the cost of breach, but definitely this should tell us that the campaigns that are being conducted by threat actors are really not trivial anymore, and they are of a very high sophistication and complexity, which mandates to somehow have some sort of an intelligence to help us or aid us in detecting such like very complex campaigns. So that's why most of the threat-facing solutions right nowadays have started to implement the CTI or threat intelligence as part of their detection and prevention capabilities. If we look into SIM solutions, they are heavily dependent nowadays on threat intelligence, whether it is SOAR, security orchestration solutions, whether it is EDR, cloud worker protection. So if you look into all the security, cybersecurity practices, whether it is security operations or incident response or threat hunting or vulnerability and patch management, fraud prevention, all of those are heavily depending on threat intelligence nowadays. And that's why threat intelligence is now, threat intelligence led cybersecurity is becoming the new norm. And there are really a huge benefit out of the adoption of threat intelligence. It helps in better threat identification. It would definitely help in better prioritization of most critical threats. It can help and aid in taking better strategic, strategic decisions to help prioritizing certain security investment. It can help in faster investigations and incident response and many things. And the last most important thing is basically is to help better assess and evaluate the risk an organization is confronting with. So yeah, I definitely urge many of the CISOs and security leaders to have the threat intelligence piece as a crucial and fundamental component of the security, cybersecurity program in general.
Thank you, Wael, for being on the Future Tech Podcast. It was nice having you with us.